Excuse me. Did you tell him you were coming here today, sir?
Yes, ma'am. He sent me a text message saying he wanted me to come to his office. He even arranged the meeting time himself.
Hello, Faraj.
Hello, Mr. Fanning.
Hello,
Hi,
sir.
Mr. Faramond.
Hello, sir.
I am so sorry I
That's
kept
right.
you waiting. Hi, come in. Come in, please.
Hello.
Hello.
After
I apologize.
You, sir.
Please, come in. That's
Thank
fine.
You.
Please, take a seat here. It's more comfortable.
Sure.
How is everything, Mehdi?
Fine, thank you.
Please, sit down.
Sure.
How's life treating you?
Oh, not too bad.
That's good. Sorry I kept you waiting. I'll get straight to the point.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, the other day, when you came here with your brother, I got really upset. After you left, I thought, he keeps delaying my payments, so he probably doesn't plan on giving me back the 200 million he owes me. I told myself that's probably why he didn't give me permission to store my merchandise. Because in that case, if he doesn't pay me back the money, then I won't vacate his property. These kinds of thoughts kept coming to my mind, and it scared me. I told myself, you idiot, what are you going to do if Mehdi Faramond sells his property tomorrow? What if that happens? The only address I have for you is the address of your workshop. So I went and saw one of my friends and asked him for advice. I told him what happened, and he said, go file a complaint using the contract you made with him. That way you'll have something to use against him.
Mr. Fani, don't worry about it. Trust me, there's no need for these kinds of things. You really...
Hold on. Hold on. So anyway, I decided to act on my friend's advice and sue you. I went to look for your contract.
Sure.
I searched here and I couldn't find it. I searched my home and I still couldn't find it. The contract had vanished into thin air. Otherwise, I would have filed a complaint against you by now. So I started getting even more scared. I eventually decided to call you and to discuss things openly with you. I want to be honest with you, and I want you to be honest with me. Tell me now, sir, do you plan on giving me back my money? Or are you planning to run off with my cash and disappear?
But, Mr. Fani, really, I don't know why you're saying these type of things. What made you even think like that?
You want to know why, Mehdi? It's because that contract was useless. It would at least prove that I had paid you 200 million. Now that I have lost it, though, I haven't got any evidence to use against you. There is no written proof, man.
Look, Mr. Fani, I've never earned money in a dishonest manner in my whole life. I mean, that's never how I've been raised. I've been taught to sleep with an empty stomach if I have to, but I should never be indebted to anyone. You know, my father and I are well-known people in the bazaar, so why are you suddenly thinking these thoughts about us? Really, I don't understand your thinking.
I'm glad to hear that. But why do you keep delaying the payment? Why won't you give me back my money?
There's really no need for you to worry. I've actually found a customer who's willing to pay cash, so hopefully I'll sell the workshop in the next day or two, and I'll be able to give you back the money that I owe you, Mr. Fani.
Hello.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
But Ms. Bazookmir is here. She says she has an urgent matter to discuss with you.
Hello?
Tell her I'll be with her soon.
He will be with you soon.
Excuse me, Mehdi. I'll be back in a moment.
That's fine. Take your time.
Hello, Miss Bozogmir.
How long do I have to wait before I get my money from you, Mr. Fani?
Please wait outside for a moment.
Me?
No, me. Get out.
Yes, all right.
Why are you standing out here?
I do not know what's going on here today.
Why? What happened?
I think Mr. Fani owes Miss Bozogmir some money. She's come here to get her money back and she's not happy at all.
Well, why are you standing out here?
Mr. Fani told me to leave. They're having an argument right now. Don't go in there. You know how he is. He might tell you off.
Drink this cup of tea, then.
Leave me alone, will you? You only ever bring me tea when no one else wants it anymore.
What do you expect me to do when I haven't got any money, Zaha? I told you I will give it to you.
Listen, you can't fool me with your promises. I want my money right now.
Right now?
Yes.
I don't have it.
You're saying you haven't got 200 million to give me with a company like this? I don't believe it.
I swear on my children's lives that this company doesn't have more than 50 million lying around in its account right now.
I know that you're lying.
Come here a minute. Come here a minute. Come on.
Get off.
Come on. Come here. Please come in. Come in. I'm sorry, Mr. Faramund.
Hello, ma'am.
Why are you here right now? I apologize, but there is a reason I'm asking you this question. I want her to hear something from you. Why did I tell you to come here today?
Well, because you wanted to ask me when I was going to give you your money back.
Thank you very much. Listen, ma'am. I bought a property from Mr. Faramund and paid him 200 million for it. I couldn't come up with the remainder of the money and the deal got cancelled. And now I've given him time to sell his property and give me back my money. I'm asking him this in front of you. Mr. Faramund, when will you give me back my money so I can pay her back?
Well, hopefully in the next few days.
Are you happy now, ma'am? Huh? He'll give me back my money in a few days and I'll hand it over to you.
What kind of an act is this? I want my money from you, Mr. Fani. I'm not dealing with him or anyone else. Listen, you better give me my money tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll do something you won't like.
Zaha! Zaha!
What is it?
Didn't you hear what he said? He'll give me my money in a few days and I'll give it to you.
Listen, I'm not going to let you trick me with your fake promises. I've learned a lot of things from you. Are you trying to double-cross me?
Shh! All right. All right. There's 50 million in the company's account. I'll give that to you for the time being until I get my money back from this guy.
I won't accept it. Look, you owe me 200 million. I want it all by tomorrow. Every last bit of it.
Excuse me. Can I come in?
It's really time that I get going, Mr. Fani.
You see what kind of people I'm dealing with, Mr. Faramund, huh? For the love of God, please, give me back the money you owe me, so I can get rid of these scumbags.
Okay, then. Excuse me. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mehdi, dear.
Hello.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm fine. What's wrong?
Mehdi, dear, Mehrnush wants to drop out of college.
Why?
I don't really know. She says she wants to work. Could you come and talk to her, please?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. I know you've got 1,000 things to do, but I swear that she won't listen to your father or myself. I don't know what to do, sweetie.
All right. I'll come there and talk to her tonight.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I told Mehdi to talk to her.
You kept talking about college so much that two of your kids now hate it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You're blaming me for this just like everything else. This is my fault now.
I told you not to start a war with Mehrnush, but you can't help yourself, can you? As soon as you think of something, you have to act on it, and things always have to be the way you want it. You're a very stubborn woman. And then you keep calling Mehdi to come and help. What's he going to do? I spoke to her, and she told me her decision. She said, I don't want to go to college.
Hey, Rosemary.
Yes?
Make sure you wipe this table and those windows afterwards. What is it? If it's that hard, give me the cloth and I'll wipe them
but
myself.
But, ma'am, I've been cleaning the windows every day. I've wiped all of the windows. Why
You've
do you keep
bugging me?
You've
been cleaning this office every day? Then what's this? Look at the dust in here. There's so much dust. Look here. Do your work and don't lie.
Oh, no. She's only just come here and she thinks she's the boss.
Did you say something?
No, I was talking to myself.
Mm-hmm. He's just got here. Come on. Hurry up. Good morning. If
Hello,
you don't
good morning.
Mind just waiting one moment,
That's
please.
That's fine.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi.
Excuse
Thank you very
me.
Much, Mr.
Right
Rosemary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you tell Mr. Fucker to come and see me, please?
Yes, of course.
I get upset when you stand up. I might need to ask you something 10 times during the day. Please sit down.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Farker. Mr. Rui has said that he'd like to see you right now. Yes, right now. That's fine.
Please, please sit down. Yes, that's much better. I have to pick up Yasaman. Did you tell Mr. Farker to come and see me?
Yes, he said that he's on his way. He's waiting inside for you.
Hello.
Let's go, let's go. We're running late. Let's go.
Let's go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mom. If it's Ismail, tell him I've left.
What for, honey?
Mom, he's been skipping work every day. They'll fire him like this.
Stop interfering in a man's work, darling. Hello?
Manoush.
Hi, Manoush. How are you doing? Yes, she's right here. Hold on a minute, dear. Hold on. See, it wasn't Ismail. One day you'll wish he'll come and pick you up and take you places. Just you mark my words. Take it.
Hello? Hi. How's it going? No. What's up? I'm just about to go to university. I might come see you tomorrow. Listen, Manoush, I'm running late. I have to go to class. I'll come and see you today if I get a chance. If not, I'll come tomorrow. See you later.
Samane, sweetheart. Go and open the door. It might be Ismail.
Just wait and see what'll happen, Mum. They'll fire him any day now.
Hello. Samane, is something wrong?
No.
Then why are you acting like this?
I'm fine. I just didn't expect to see you here at this time of the day.
Oh. Don't worry, I'll sort things out very, very soon.
What do you mean?
I'll sort things out, you know. I'm sick and tired of taking orders from other people. Samane, I want to open up my own leathing business. I need to definitely work harder when I tell my darling wife not to work. Don't you agree? Samane, what's wrong? Why do you keep making faces?
Ismail, you don't even attend work properly. And besides, where are you going to get the money to start a business?
Don't you worry about that. I'll figure something out. Don't you worry. Samane? Samane? Wait a minute. Look. I'll open up a workshop and, well, then I can do things, you know.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's new?
Nothing.
Hey, did you talk to Mehdi?
No.
No? What if he bounces Mr. Mamarian's checks?
Don't worry, Mehdi's not the type to claim compensation. He didn't know what he was saying.
Then why did you tell me to come here?
Well, I want to talk to that guy, and I want you to be around.
Which guy?
That guy, the dean's son.
What on earth for?
I heard he's been hanging around Nazanin lately.
What? What for?
You heard what I said. You want me to explain every detail? I want to go show him a good thing or two. He can't just hang out with anyone he wants just because he's the dean's son.
That's not a nice thing to do, Miran. I don't like this sort of thing. Count me out.
Oh, look, I made a mistake by telling you. Thanks a lot, though, man.
Look, bro, Miss Faramund isn't a child. She can tell him off herself if she wants to.
Don't try to teach me about ethics. I won't count on you.
Miran, what's going to happen with my check? Look, my dad doesn't trust me as it is. If he finds out that I used his checkbook, I'm dead meat.
Siavash, we already talked about this over the phone. I told you that these kinds of things aren't problem-free. I can't deal with all the problems, can I?
Problems? What sort of problems? Didn't you say you'll deal with Mehdi?
Did I commit a crime by saying that?
No, buddy, you didn't. I made a mistake by counting on you. I know what to do. I'll deal with it.
What are you going to do, man? Why are you calling him now?
I want to tell Mehdi the truth. I want to tell him Mr. Mamarian's got my dad's checks. If you bounce Mr. Mamarian's checks, Mr. Mamarian will bounce my dad's checks.
You idiot! Mehdi's gonna find everything out this way.
There's no need for him to find out. I'll just tell him about the checks.
Oh, come on. Siavash, put that back in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. I promise you that Mehdi won't take Mr. Mamarian's checks to the bank.
Yes.
I wish you'd come here a bit later so you could see Mehrnush and talk to her.
Hopefully she'll come home soon.
Hey, son. Any news about Uncle Hamid? Did you find any clues?
Nothing.
Oh, dear.
Why is Mehdi not in a good mood?
How would I know?
Mehdi, darling, why aren't you in a good mood?
I'm fine, just tired.
Well, I hope you can talk some sense into that girl.
What am I supposed to tell her? I never went to college myself, so how can I tell Mehrnush to go then?
It doesn't matter. She can't just do whatever she wants to do.
What are you so worried about? I don't get it. She says she doesn't want to study anymore. She wants to work. What are you worried about?
How can you expect me not to worry? She suddenly comes and tells me she doesn't want to study. She wants to go to work.
Why doesn't her friend Samane go to work anymore?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But there were a few days when she said she had to fill in for Samane at work. Last night she comes home telling me, "Nope, I'm not going to study anymore. I want to stay where I'm working. If money's a problem, she can tell us. We'll give her money."
I asked her about that. It's not about the money.
What is it then?
She says even if I finish my studies, I won't find a better job. I'll end up as a secretary with or without a college degree, so why should I waste my time?
Well, imagine this kid is naive and gullible. That she's, I don't know, immature. I swear she's right.
Are you kidding me, Mehdi?
I'm not.
Come on, darling, do it for me. Talk to her. She'll listen to you. Oh, boy, for heaven's sake, I can't say anything in this house without someone getting offended.
Well, you can't blame him, Mom. Dad's the oldest person in this house. As soon as I set foot in here, you tell me to talk to people. Of course he's going to get upset.
Look, what's even worse is that she comes home and she tells me that the company's going to buy her a car. How can that be possible? Do you buy that? She's going to work for 2 or 3 months and then they're going to buy her a car?
They're not going to buy her a car. They give them car loans.
Hey, Dad, what does her boss look like? How old is he and what does he do? Tell me.
I don't know. He's a middle-aged man.
There is no God but Allah.
Please pray for me too.
Sure, Allah's great.
Allah.
No, that's fine. I did pass on your message to Mr. Rui, but he didn't say anything. Yes, yes, of course. That's fine, sir. I'll be sure to contact you. Sit down. Goodbye, then. Sit down. How are you?
I'm good. Is Mr. Rui
no,
here?
No, he's not. What are you doing here? Didn't you have class?
I did have class. I went to university, but my class got cancelled.
Oh, good. Well, we'll stay here and we'll go together.
No, I have to go back soon. I was supposed to call Ismail after my class finished so he could pick me up, but he doesn't know my class got cancelled.
Well, it's not like he knows that you're here now, so stay and we'll go home together.
No, I really can't. He's been getting on my nerves lately. He follows me around wherever I go.
What can I say? You're going to get upset with whatever I say. But you can only blame yourself. How many times did I tell you to tell him that you want to keep working? He would have gotten used to it, but you didn't want to listen. You just did whatever you wanted.
Even if I had stayed at work, it wouldn't have made a difference, Manoush. The Ismail that I know isn't going to change.
How do you know it wouldn't have made a difference? Mr. Rui told me something interesting once. He said that only people that can't change are the ones whose bodies are buried in the cemetery. People can change some in air. You just don't want Ismail to change. Where is he now, waiting for you downstairs?
No, I would have seen him if he was there.
Trust me, I know him better than you do, Samane. If you take a look, you'll see him waiting outside. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't get upset. I was just kidding.
I don't know why my class got cancelled.
I haven't been to university the whole week. I don't even know what's going on there.
How come?
I don't know. I'm so busy here, and Mr. Rui's given me a whole lot of responsibilities. I just don't have the time anymore, that's all.
Weren't they supposed to hire someone to cover for you on these days you got classes?
Yes, a couple of people did come, but I didn't like them, and they weren't really suitable for the job. They didn't know how to type or send a fax. They weren't any good.
Do you interview them yourself?
Yes, I told you, Mr. Rui, he's trusted me with everything. Do you want a cup of tea? Bring me 2 cups of tea, please.
So what's this about?
You think it's that simple? You have to tell me what you're going to buy me first.
Come on, tell me already.
You have to get me a present because it's good news.
Okay.
Mr. Rui has decided to forget about your loan repayments.
Did you ask him to?
No, I swear to you, I knew nothing about it. I think it's a custom here. They give some sort of gift to whoever gets married here. He decided to give the money to you as a gift. He had told the accountant himself.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Bring some sweets for us from Mr. Rui's office as well.
Here you go. Have some chocolates. Aren't you going to go back to work?
No.
How come? We're just starting to get used to you.
I have a lot of classes this term.
Thank you very much. That will be all.
Excuse me.
I taught him a good lesson. He's so rude.
Why don't you leave him alone? The poor guy's been working here for 15 years.
Who cares if he's been working here for 15 years? I've been keeping an eye on him, and he's constantly spying on people here. He's really, really nosy.
Is Mr. Rui coming in today?
No, he's gone to the airport to pick up his daughter.
Is his daughter coming?
Yes, but why do you want to see him?
No reason. I just wanted to thank him.
Well, I'll call you one day when he's here.
Okay. By the way, has your brother's baby been born yet?
Oh, it's a good thing you mentioned it. Mehdi sent me a text message earlier. He told me to call him. I have to go home early today.
Congratulate your brother on my behalf.
All right, sure. Where are you off to? We'll go together then.
No, really, I should go.
Stay! Mr. Rui's allowed me to use the company driver. Let's go together. We can go home.
No, thanks. I want to walk a bit.
Goodness, you just have to walk today, do you? Can't you go for a walk some other day?
No, I have to go. See you later.
Okay, I'll see you.
Miss Faramond?
Yes?
Did Mr. Rui leave?
Yes, he went to pick up Yasaman from the airport.
Send this off and come and see me in my office afterwards if you're not busy.
Right now?
If you're not busy...
All right.
Yes. Come in.
If you don't mind, I'll leave the door open so if anyone calls me, I can hear them.
That's fine.
Did you want to talk to me?
Miss Faramond, you are a very trustworthy and reliable employee. You deserve credit for it.
Thank you very much.
Listen, sweetheart, you're just like my own daughter. I expect my daughter to receive any necessary help or guidance when she's working, so whatever I'm going to tell you is only to help and guide you. That's all it is.
Has something happened?
Just some rumors that happen in workplaces.
I don't understand what you mean.
Listen, sweetie. Unfortunately, women who work in places like this usually get scrutinized under a magnifying glass. And unfortunately, there are always people who are looking to make trouble and spread rumors. They're a bunch of no-good losers.
Are you saying something happened? Did anyone say anything about me?
No, darling. Listen to me. When a woman passes the age of 50, they have better working conditions. There's less talk and rumors happening behind their backs. But a young girl like you needs to be really careful about
her
behavior.
But hang on. What's wrong? I didn't do anything. Why should anyone say anything bad about me?
Miss Faramond, did you tell me, did you have breakfast with Mr. Ruhi?
Yes, just once, and that's because he asked me to.
Don't agree to it from now on. Make up an excuse.
But why? Is it really a bad thing to have breakfast with another person?
Yes, especially when there's no family relation between the two people.
You do realize you're insulting me here.
No, I'm trying to help you. You are part of the second group of people, darling. I mean the young girls who need to be careful about their behavior. You shouldn't give other people an opportunity to spread rumors about you. I'm saying this for your own good. Otherwise, you might get hurt and then you'll have to leave the job.
Are you trying to threaten me?
Is that what you understood from the things I told you?
Yes, that's what I understood from the things you told me.
Anyhow, I am the administrating manager of this company, and it's my duty to inform you of what I think is right.
Thank you, Mr. Harry, but I never did anything wrong. And you're absolutely right. Women like us need to be very careful. I mean, jealousy is only a natural part among the female population, but trust me, you have no need to worry. I don't plan on taking over your position. And by the way, I'm going to only stop working here when Mr. Ruhi tells me to.
Come and get your tea.
Don't miss out.
Hot tea.
Excellent
hot
quality
tea.
At bargain prices.
Anybody
hurry,
for
hurry,
hot tea.
Hurry. Hurry up,
hot
hurry
tea,
up. Come get them
tea.
Now.
Come and get your hot tea.
Hurry, hurry.
Hot tea.
Excellent quality. Go away, sir. Leave them alone. Let them live their lives. Hurry up, man. Run for it. Run!
Don't touch other people's stuff. If I'll get into trouble, they'll blame me.
I'm looking for a person called Hamid. Do you know him?
The people you see here don't have names, you see. How long has he been addicted?
Around 10 or 15 years.
Does he live around here?
Yeah.
Well, he's not here.
Hey, tell me, do you know all the people who sleep down here?
Most of the people you see sleeping here don't belong to this neighborhood. One of them actually died here last night. These things happen a lot here, my bro. He won't need this birth certificate anymore. So let's see what his name was. Madrid. That's right. And his last name, Tavinga. Madrid Tavinga. Yeah. So, that's life for you. Yeah. It's life for you. So tell me, is he your father?
No.
Who is he then?
Nobody.
Listen, my friend, give me some money and I'll go look for him for you. I'll find him for you and make you happy. Life is like a tangled rope. There's no beginning and no end.
Hey, man. Where are you going? Tell me, are you too scared to do anything?
Here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Here. You want some, sir?
Hello? Hi, Mr. Shockery. I'm good, thank you. No, I'm not in a good situation at the moment. I'd appreciate it if you could arrange a time sooner. Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Thank you for calling. All right, thank you. Goodbye. Hello, Grandad.
Hello there. How are
I'm
you?
I'm good, thanks, Grandad. Why are you sitting out here by yourself?
They're having a party inside. For the ladies. I'm still considered a man, I guess. The ladies have thrown me out of the house.
You're really the best.
Paris too is with them. You seem tired. There's no one in your room. You can go and rest in there, son.
I love you so much. I want to sit out here with you, if you don't mind, that is.
Of course not. I'd love you to. What's wrong? You seem upset.
It's nothing.
Please tell me. Let me know as well.
It's nothing.
I'd die for you. I don't want to see you upset.
I'm not upset, Grandad. I'm not upset.
If you want it for driving practice, pick a cheap car and I'll sell it for you whenever you don't want it anymore.
No, I want a good car.
Well, what did you have in mind?
A four-wheel drive.
You driven one of these before?
What difference does it make? They're all the same.
No, it makes a bit of difference. Four-wheel drives are a bit harder to drive than those small cars. Take a look at this one. Go ahead. It's really elegant and beautiful. And I believe it's a woman's car. It's got all the options a good car should have.
How much is that one?
That one? 147 million.
Wow, it's so expensive.
Yeah, it was about 80 million before the price of the dollar went up. A lot of people say they're happy with it, though. It's a really good car.
I'm a bit short of cash at the moment, but I should be getting some money in the next few days.
How much can you pay now?
Maybe 40 or 50 million.
Nah, that's not enough. It's really not enough. This car really suits you, though. Can you write a check for the balance?
No, unfortunately, I don't have a checkbook. Can somebody else write the check?
No, it has to be in your name.
Sorry for wasting your time.
That's okay. So, what are you going to do?
That's the only one I like.
Well, there's another four-wheel drive coming in next week. Might be cheaper than this one. Do you want me to call you when it comes in?
Yes, that would be great.
I'll need your number then.
Yes. All right. I'm Miss Bozorgme.
I'm Sufi. I'll give you a call, so you'll have my number.
I'm sorry for taking up your time. Goodbye.
No problem, ma'am.
A crimson night sparkled in the flames of love. There was once again hope in the land.
Dad, can you test me?
Go tell your mom to test you. Leave me alone.
Mom's busy.
Maysam, I'm not in the mood. Go on, son.
Mom, put that aside for a minute and test me. I've got an exam tomorrow.
But we never had social studies, darling. What should I ask you?
دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری یا از سر بگیری کم میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه که آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه، این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه، وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه، وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.